This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at CapacityProductions.net. You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush. Exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Bones and their forthcoming EP. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Which is the way that could still looking for that blue jean Steve McQueen, prettiest boy. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for Bones, who are just about an inch away of releasing their debut EP. Bones is fronted by the man of the same name, who was once the front man for Stuck Mojo, and believe me, the guy will talk about that in this interview. And you'll hear that interview in just a few minutes. But you can also check it out in the latest edition of Rockwired Magazine. Just scroll to the top of the page and click on the banner. It's our special edition called Let Me Hear You Shout, featuring black artists and entrepreneurs in rock. From their forthcoming EP, here is Bones with Bad News.
Power. thoughts are raging in my head. And I see a thing without breaking. Time to turn the storms all rage in my pain. I lost me a thing without breaking. I got the news for bad news. No more crying to bring in the devil loose. I got the news for bad news. Now I'm singing and spreading the good news. I got the news for bad news. No more crying to bring in the devil loose. I got the news for bad news. Now I'm singing and spreading the good news. Yeah.
From their forthcoming EP, that was Bones with Bad News. Check out the band at facebook.com. First, Rockwired got a chance to meet the band's guitarist, Kurt Taylor, and talk to him about the forthcoming release, and here's what he had to say about the endeavor.
And with this four-song EP, how soon can people expect a release?
Your guess is as good as mine, but it's ready to go. All we're looking for is a label to put it out, and we're also looking for some distribution overseas. That's the main goal of this thing. At that point, the EP will be totally available, and then we'll decide whether we're going to go back in and, you know, finish out a full length, or, you know, kind of just go on a heavy touring cycle for the EP.
I see. And have there been and in looking for someone to put to put it out, as it were, you know, what have been some of the challenges?
Challenges are just getting people to really be on board with what the band's about. It's real hard because we're in a kind of cookie cutter mentality, or a little, you know, cookie cutter kind of situation with these bands. Like, you know, you turn on the radio and even satellite at times, everything kind of sounds the same. You know, heavy rock, heavy rap rock, whatever you want to call it, isn't always in fashion. So, you know, we pick our spots, and we want to be able to find some people. We're actually, I don't want to blow anything, but, you know, we've got a deal that we're working on that should be really, really cool. And, you know, like I say, if that's the case, then people will definitely be hearing all this stuff sooner than later.
I see. And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it all get started?
Well, most of your readers are going to be familiar with Bones from Stuck Mojo. You know, years and years ago, I was a huge Mojo fan myself. I was playing in a band that was touring around the country, and Bones was looking at getting back in the music thing, you know, big time after things went south with Mojo. So a friend of mine that I was in a band with, and Bones and I, you know, made a band. kind of, it was initially going to be kind of a side thing, but it turned into being all of our focus for a little while. That was called Killer in the Workplace, and then we went out and finished a record and toured on that for a little bit, and that's where the bug, you know, really bit us all again, because, you know, we were all just in different places. So Bones and I just really bonded on the road, and, you know, beyond that, after that band ran its course and, you know, we all kind of went our separate ways, Bones and I got back together and, you know, started writing songs and just kind of bonding, you know. It's a little more than just two dudes, you know, sitting down writing songs. It's a little more emotional than that. Not to sound silly.
No, it actually sounds reasonable. And describe working with Bones. What is it that he brings to the table that makes this thing work?
The cool thing is it's something different every time, and his ideas just flow. I mean, you listen to some of our tracks, it may sound like there's three or four, you know, different folks singing on it, but then, you know, it turns out it's all his voice. And just actually digging in the studio with him, you know, watching the songs build, you know, almost like a house, that was the coolest thing. And, you know, at this stage of the game, at all of our ages, it's tough to find people that you can work with that intimately and that close and have, you know, a cool product come out that everybody's proud of.
I see. And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that get started?
Well, for me as a kid, I mean, I was like the only black kid that was into Kiss and Queen and Thin Lizzy and that kind of stuff as a young kid. And then when I finally picked up the guitar, that's where I gravitated to. It was, you know, the old 70s arena rock, and we were smack dab into the 80s and stuff at that time. So just hard, bluesy-driven rock and roll was what I was brought up on. Then floated a little more towards the metal side as we were getting through the 90s and, you know, early 2000s. And in this band, we just, you know, we all kind of made a conscious decision. I made a conscious decision when I'm writing to just play whatever I feel, you know. And if it's good, great. And if it stinks, you know, we can throw it out.
When I was growing up, I was the only one in my family that listened to rock and roll. So, was that the same for you, or was it something you
can? My folks dug rock and roll. They didn't like what they used to call the acid rock. So, you know, they weren't big Kiss fans. Although my dad did take me to a Kiss concert when I was 8, and that was a trip and a half. But they were more into like your Motown, kind of R&B type stuff. My dad used to be a DJ back in St. Louis, so, you know, there was always music around. And now as I get older, I have an immense appreciation for, you know, that stuff, you know, what my folks were living on and digging on.
Right. And you know, and also, you know, you're much like yourself, I was also the only black kid that listened to Guns N' Roses or Motley Crue or any of that stuff. So I can only imagine what that was like.
Yeah. That is funny.
So what was it like for you? I mean, was it difficult being the only black kid, you know, or?
No, you know, it really wasn't. You know, people, how can I put it? If you can speak intelligently about something, or you really know something, or you're really a fan of something, it's going to come through, you know? Just like if you're faking something, it is. We all knew those kids growing up that pretended they were into this band or that band, you know, dress like them, act like them, do whatever, but, you know, they could, you know, give half a rat's ass about what, you know, what was really going on with the band. So, as long as you're true to what you're doing, you know, you're going to be all right. And, you know, in fact, it hasn't really caused many hurdles, if you want to call them that, you know, in the music business. It's just, you know, sometimes you feel a little weird when you know, you're only one or two black folks at a whole, you know, concert.
I see. I mean, you touched on this a little bit earlier, but explain, if it can be explained a little more, the songwriting process between you and Bones. How do you guys go about it?
Usually we'll come in and I'll have a riff or an idea or something, and we'll start working out. Maybe I'll demo it at home or take it to Aaron, our drummer, and we just, you know, jam stuff out and get a basic idea. then when it's sounding somewhat tight and we have some sort of a hard copy of a demo, we usually send it to Bones, and then he'll get his ideas. Sometimes he'll construct them and work on them long term, but I've had him just show up at rehearsal and we'll start playing something. He'll say, just keep going with that, and come up with like a whole song on the spot. I think Sour Diesel, which is one of the songs I sent you, that's a song that we had the riff and we had some of the arrangement, but first time he heard it, he jumped right on with the lyrics, and pretty much what's on the record is, pretty close to what he came up with right there on the spot.
And from the EP, what other songs sort of stand out for you the most and why?
I'm really happy with how Bad News came out. That was a song that was written by a guy that was in the band, when we were first starting out, kind of revolving members, and the riff was just killer and it stuck. And then when we took that one into the studio, we just, built it. Like, again, I hate to keep using the same analogy of building a house. We had just a basic riff and we built the rest of the song around it, and I think, it came out really good, really, really, and, I never get really tired of hearing it.
And how are live shows going for you guys at the moment?
Great. I mean, I'm real happy and proud of the turnouts and the reaction that the fans have, because we're kind of in a weird situation, because a lot of people come out to the shows wanting to hear, like, the Stuck Mojo tunes. It's kind of like Skid Row going out there with a different singer. And we give them that. We give them some Mojo songs every set, but then I'm really trying to watch and see what the reaction and the vibe is, to the new stuff, and it's right up there with it. I couldn't be happier in that regard.
And what would you like people to come away with after they hear this EP and all of its finished glory?
I'd say have an open mind. You don't necessarily have to pigeonhole any kind of rap, rock or rap metal or new metal or whatever, because we have elements of all kinds of music. And people who know Bones and are familiar with his past know that there's no better front man on earth, and there's nobody that can put their style and spin on a song like Bones can. I mean, I could probably come in with a polka riff and he'll come up with a badass, vocal to put over it.
Check out Bones at their official Facebook page. From their forthcoming EP, here is Bones once again with Sour Diesel.
Deeper than the ocean, fast like the universe. Keep your mind open as I spit the verse. Deeper than the ocean, fast like the universe. Keep your mind open as I spit the verse. Been on the fence, the fate of why they hate it. Waiting on the punchline, what others faking. Refuse to believe in a high bid. A state of mind to transform the physical that you're seeing. It's like a riddle, genetic roadmaps. Kinda like the stars connect the dots. You think I'm the plot. Human data source, that be you and I. Another piece of the puzzle to the third eye.
360 degrees, we don't have never. Yeah, 720 to be true, man. 900, now better rest. Starting all over to the very end.
Deeper than the ocean, fast like the universe. Keep your mind open as I spit the verse. Deeper than the ocean, fast like the universe. Keep your mind open as I spit the verse. Are they coming back? To recultivate, reprogram to a conscious race. Still we duplicate. History ain't fake, repeat mistakes. Seems to be a fake. My mama said a hard head makes a soft behind. Get ready for the founders to enhance the mind. Things you don't know about mankind. Blind, can't even tap into the mind and all to stay. Some say inebriate, others elevate to motivate.
360 degrees, we don't have never get 700.
Starting all over to the very end.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month, Travis T. Warren and his debut solo release, Beneath These Borrowed Skies. You'd probably expect the lead singer of Blind Melon to come out guns blazing on his solo release, but Beneath These Borrowed Skies is a soul-stirring, retrospective listen. This haunting collection of songs are a reminder of the power of fine songwriting. Beneath These Borrowed Skies, from Travis T. Warren, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Travis at his official website, www.travistwarren.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band Bones and their forthcoming release. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the frontman of this project regarding this new work, as well as his past as the front person for Stuck Mojo, and here's how that interview went.
And you've got this four-song EP that's about to come out, so how excited are you to unleash it before an audience?
I'm very excited because most people don't get another chance. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a black man on a white man's stage, period. You know, when you do a rap metal, how many black folks in the game? You know, we got Doug Pennington, Zex, got my man from Kill Switch Engage, Howard, You know, it's,
right.
We're not a many. We're not a whole bunch, and the respect really is a given. You have to earn it. And so I am so blessed and so, I've been humbled. The last couple of years, last 4 years, 5 years of my life have been a humbling experience. Life after Mojo was crazy for a minute. You know, you're talking about somebody that went from top of the mountain all the way back down to the ditch. And that's okay, though, you know. It's a lesson in life. I always say God took the music out of my head. I guess at one point, my ego got kind of big, which is calling easing God out. And when he sits you still, he wants you to just pay attention and listen and just take it all in. And he sat me still. And I had to really reflect on all the blessings that I threw away, kind of, sort of. But at the same time, I was acting out. You know, I don't want to be anywhere I'm not wanted. And I'm an only child, so I'm super spoiled. You know what I'm saying? And I've been loved my whole life, even though I got the broken home syndrome thing. I've been in music since I was in sixth grade. And that was the last thing I did. And it was a blessing that my first band I ever joined got signed to a record deal. So you kind of get the big head sort of kind of. And it was just a really good experience. I mean, I've already been exposed to the world because my dad was in the military. Then I joined the military. So I've been blessed to be able to see a whole lot as an African American. Is the proper word? That's the PC term?
I guess it is. I say black, but go ahead.
I say black too. You know, we went from colored to Negroes to black to African Americans. I just, you know, quit tagging us for black anyway. To be able to come back out now after everything that's been said about me. It's really the bomb. You know, I'm old, but I don't look old. Now I have the know-how and the knowledge to be able to apply myself on a broader stage. And I'm well-liked, and that's a blessing, you know, because I went to my old manager, Nancy Kemp, and I asked her. She's like, you're pristine. You know, you were always straight up with people. You never took anything for granted. You never shit on anyone on the way up, because on the way down you gotta see those same people. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I've had influences. I mean, I've had Kenny take me off to the side and talk to me. He was a major influence to me. You know, Dimebag, Phil. I mean, when you go out with Pantera, your idols, I mean, we model ourselves after them. You know, we basically compare ourselves to Pantera and Ice Cube. You know, I'm Ice Cube and the band is like Pantera. You know, we're like a machine. With the Ice Cube type of delivery, but with the conscious element, you know. And I'm just, God, man, I almost started crying again. But I'm just so thankful, so thankful. Because at one point in my life, after the whole thing went sour with Mojo, I didn't want nothing to do with music, man.
What brought about the end of Mojo?
We couldn't agree to disagree anymore. Well, my mama said this to me. She said, if you don't have anything good to say about anybody, don't say nothing at all. And it was always growing up, my mama said, you don't have to do certain things. Like, you don't have to sit here and take this with people. You don't have to listen to it. You don't have to, you know, subjugate yourself to things. And the day I sacrificed my integrity, integrity to me is intelligence. You know, a lot of people get integrity and pride mixed up. You know, pride is emotion. Integrity is intelligence. So when I sacrificed my integrity, I knew what I was doing. See what I'm saying? Pride is all emotion. You just get upset and, you know, you act out and huff and puff and whatever, whatever. But, you know, when I did that, it was really hard for me. You know, when you're telling me that, oh, we don't want to write conscious lyrics anymore, we want to get away from that, but yet you want to get on the bandwagon of pro-America. Okay, I'm pro-America, I serve. You didn't serve. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I could have said so much ill stuff. You know, I raised Rich Ward. I love that kid. I want the whole world to know I love him. I'm going to always love him. I'm going to always look at him as little brother, and family members do fall out. But at some point in our lives, we have to be responsible for our actions. I owned up to mine. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say, everybody know I party. I'm gone. You know, I went to high school, graduated, went to military, went to college, had a family, did the white collar thing. I did everything I thought I was supposed to do with my parents. But at the same time, you know, I'm honest with myself. And in my team, I'm going to tell you what I do, but don't use that against me. You see what I'm saying? That's what happened. He flipped the script on me, and he threw me under the bus on the public domain, which is blabbermouth.net. And I'm going to come back to that, too, because I got to give it up to Boy Boy. It just cracked my soul. And then a lot of people around the world just was like, that's not how Bones is, you know. So people took up for me. And some people were disappointed in me. But a lot of people didn't even know. See what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you don't know, then that means I'm doing something right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, every time I got on stage, I mean, that's my job, to go on stage and rock the house for 90 minutes. You mean to tell me you can't straighten up? I mean, I've done it all. Trust it. I experimented with myself. And getting on stage fucked up is not the move. I promise you that. You know what I mean? I thought I was killing it. I was drunk as hell one night. I thought I was getting down. Saw the videotape. I sucked. But, you know, after I'm done with my job, I don't want to relax, kick back, and do what I do. But do not call the kettle black and you live it in a glass condo. You just can't do it, man. People came to my side and they was telling me stories and things of that nature about him. And I refuse, I promise you, I refuse to believe it. I refused it. I mean, to the point where I was getting in arguments with people, denying, like, no, man, until they just put it in my face. Like, dude, seriously, you know? And then when I went back to him, and I called him a certain name that they called him, and he never replied back to me ever since. It's like, I struck the right nerve, so then I knew it was true. And that crap, I mean, I was just super hurt, you know what I mean? I mean, the day that they replaced me, or tried to replace me with Lord Nelson, I called him 4 months ahead of time and told him it was going down, you know, despite because I knew him, I knew Rich, and what was going on. He wasn't calling me back, you write music with you? Yeah, he's writing music with me. And I was like, okay, and then I called him, I told him it was going down. Oh, man, I'm not going to do it. I said, man, whatever, man. And then it went down. What you want me to do? I said, man, you already started doing songs with me, so you might as well go ahead and finish. I just wish somebody would call me first. You know, that's fucked up. I got to look online and see it. You know, I mean, come on, man. I thought we was cool with you. We were school together. You know, now I'm at over 20 years. He used to live through me. I come home, talk to him, and I always thought he was a talent. Always. And he'll be the first person to win for Bones, whatever. I still love him, too. I just didn't like the way it went down. Especially if I pick up the phone and call you and tell you it's going to happen. And when I had my couch time, I was told that I made the decision, you know. You knew he was going to take the bait. You initiated the contact. You brought him in. You. So I blame myself for that. You know, once again, I have to own up to my actions. And you grow up real fast in this industry when you get fucked a couple times or things don't go your way. And I've been fortunate to have some really cool friends in my life and family members and business folks out there that stuck to my side. And the best thing I had to do is I had to take myself off the grid. I took myself off the radar. I healed up, and now I'm back. And I found Kurt Taylor through, we did this project called Killing the Workplace with Bobby Burns. And my buddy L. Haynes, like my little brother, the video guy, he turned me on to the music, and it was like, wow, a plethora of different sounds that I can actually apply my skills to, you know, and show the world that I am the best at what I do, hands down, period. And I've been fortunate to be exposed to some real superstars like Lil Richard, you know, sat with him for 2 days and pick his brain, and he actually sent for me. Two guys named Jay. I'm just all over the page. You'll put it all together. I'm just trying to do it, you know, give you influences and things of that nature. These guys named Jay and Swift, they were groomed by Little Richard, and they became Sex Circus. Now, Jay has a new project called Concrete. I'm sorry, I apologize. Concrete Mind, and I think Swift now is a pastor in North Carolina. But those guys, you know, you're out with Little Richard, and you look up to me and make me, you know, hey, man, you're just that and the third, and you own up to it. And I wouldn't own up to what it was I was doing. I wouldn't wear it, you know. And then after Mojo broke up, I felt ashamed for a little while, like we failed, you know what I'm saying? And I'm real competitive. My family's real, we grew up competitive. You know, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you know, with baseball, so, you know what I mean? And if you know the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, they're the homegrown team, you know, they go through the draft, they don't go for the superstar guys and the big egos. You got to work hard for it, get your thing, you know? So, night in, night out, I bust my ass on that stage. You know, I'd have been busting the mouth, you know, with the bass stop, quarter hitting the goddamn, knock me out one night. You know, while we were on stage, I've been dead sick, throwing up on the side of the stage, go back out and finish the set. I've had skinheads sick howl me during the set, you know, jump off, you know, pick a fight during the set. You know, I've been starving overseas on tour buses with nothing to eat in the middle of nowhere, but I will find some food for us. You know, we fought. We've had fights out there on the road. I mean, all kind of crazy stuff, but we survived. You know, and that's what I love the most about Mojo is that we survived. We were always told that we weren't to go amount to nothing. Ain't nobody trying to hear no rap rock. Ain't nobody trying. Man, we were the first. I'm on record to tell the world we were the first band. I am the godfather of rap rock, rap metal. Period. Find anybody who did it before me. The only two bands, only guy you might be able to say is the guys that people say the soul.
Urban Dance Squad, yeah.
Urban Dance Squad.
Yeah.
That's it. That was Run DMC, it was a collaboration, and there was Public Enemy and Run DMC and Aerosmith, and then there was Public Enemy and Anthrax. But we were the first official band. And then after us, I mean, I know Fred Durst very well. He had a band called Device. You take him out with us. Friend of mine, everybody hate him. I tell everybody, you know, little thing to y'all. You know, that man put rap rock on the map. He made rap rock pop. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then there was Linkin Park. I knew them. They were Hybrid Theory before Chester came in the band. We toured with them on the Chicken Coop circuit. I never met P.O.D. Downset out in Los Angeles with all those cats. And that's about it. Now, who's ever doing it now, that's cool, fine and dandy, but, you know, we're back as bones. God, I got so much to say and a little time to do it in, man. I could go on and on and on and on.
Yeah, you could go on and on and on, so I know I got to ask my next question here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I love to talk. I'm sorry.
So,
I just wanted to give you a floor.
No, I understand. But you know, you've got this new project out now. How do you feel it's different from Mojo? What do you think sets it apart?
I have a black guitar player.
I see.
To be honest with you, man, it's again, it's just a different camaraderie. It reminds me a lot of Stuck Mojo. To be honest with you, no one looks alike. The original Mojo setup, it was really pure. It was new. It was fresh. We were cutting edge. I think the closest thing to us at the time in Atlanta was Falling For Now. David Ryan Harris and those cats. I mean, those are my boys, man. I love them to death. Enrique, Billy, rest his soul. I mean, Billy Fields on keyboards. Then there was the man on bass. He passed away. Man, this band is just... It reminds me of Mojo, but it's just different. You know, they stand behind me a little bit more. A whole bunch more and a little bit more. They really, really, you know, believe in my skill set and what I can accomplish and what I can do. You know, hands down, I'm the best. Well, I can walk in the studio and write a rhyme and spit it right there on the spot. I made everybody a believer. My favorite MC is KRS-One.
Yeah.
And he said, I can't on the spot anytime rhyme, you know, and that's a skill set, you know. And I'm a true artist in the sense that with this band, I can do more, you know. I can expand my horizon because of the skill set of the players involved. Aaron, he's from Los Angeles, plays single kick, but plays all the double kick stuff Mojo does. He plays more with less, and his awesome attitude, and he's just versatile dancer. Kurt of Philly has that northern influence, punk influence. I think he sounds more like a New York style player to me than a Philadelphia, because I don't really know anybody from Philly. But he reminds me of the New York sound with those type of guitar players. I know he's majorly influenced by those dudes. And now the bass player thing we hadn't solidified yet, but I hope to do that real soon. Right now we're auditioning this dude that was the number one draft pick for this band. His name is Marlon. He was in a band with me, Marlon James. He was in a band with me called Dead Gospel. And I went seeking this dude because I heard about him. And his stage presence is awesome. We're talking about an ex-athlete that blew his knee out and just locked himself in his basement and learned how to play bass and attacked it like an athlete. You see what I'm saying? Aggressive, but with a cool flavor to him, because he's a first-born Jamaican-born American. So his mindset is totally different. You know, he sees the world in a whole different manner than an American. So this band, to me, we have so many different avenues we could cross because of the different personalities and influences that everybody's from. So I think our audience is going to be wider, our demographics is going to be wider, our sound is going to be, it's not going to be all over the place because it's consistent. I'm the consistent, how about that? I'm the consistent piece of the music. You know, I'm always going to hear either, my voice is, I think, to this point, I've honed my skills. I have a distinctive sound and flavor, and I'm really staccato, but at the same time, I've grown into singing now. You know, I wrote all the melodies in Mojo, but let him tell it. He'll say he did, but that's not the case at all. Ask Corey, ask Dwayne, ask them all. They'll tell you. But in this band, man, sky's the limit. How about that? Sky is the limit. We could do the heavy stuff. We could do the metal stuff. We're a little bit more rock-oriented in this group, I think, than less metal. And I really enjoy that more. So I think we're going to be a lot more user-friendly.
Check out Bones at their official Facebook page. From their forthcoming EP, here is Bones once again with Take It Personal.
You know what? I'm not a rapper. You're like my kid. I'm not Bones.
Demo, who the hell are you? Be a Wednesday, then you cannot move. Now we ain't bowing down, then we ain't a fool. Focus in the scope on a sick approach. Adapt and survive like a cockroach. With a brand new vibe, but it's still the same. A little twisted, and it's bitch ain't lame. Gotta hit you in the heart and take your part. Tap into the soul and watch the flow unfold. Give it to your mind and just walk a bone. It's this rap on rock and roll. Hello to the pros, friends and foes, the hoes. I'm trying to stay up all night. Do it till we can't all get it right. Or get frustrated and start a fight. Number one, I'll be number two. Now there's a bullseye painted on you. Be the target, I'll be the chaser. Mistake laid to paper, I'm an eraser. Try that fight for now. Try that fight for now. Stuff. Back in the corner, but who really gives a fuck? The more things change, things stay the same. Through the Rolodex inside the brain, all ingredients to remain the same. Is it fake or is it real? Is it true to cut a deal? The price is right and the family steals. The color green seems sick of for real. Building blocks for a shitty deal, but you don't give a damn because you're ahead of the field. Selling blood is the soul you kill. I see you, but you can't feel me. I need to feed and you're full of greed. Still on the chase trying to dodge your case. Here's some hate, tell me how it tastes. Number one, I'll be number two. Now there's a bullseye painted on you. Be the target, I'll be the chaser. Mistake made to paper, I'm an eraser. Try
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Kurt Taylor and Bones for their time and their music. And please check out this interview in our latest edition of Rockwired Magazine. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.